Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Mosteller with Metal Arc Extension District. I want to talk to you today about vaccine handling and storage. You know, we're at that time of the year where a lot of livestock are getting processed, moved out to grass pastures. We have the opportunity to interact with an important part of a lot of livestock operations, and that is vaccines. We've had vaccines around for a long time for a wide range of animal health concerns. And we've almost become accustomed to having those tools in our toolbox, maybe forgetting the proper way to utilize some of these tools. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. Vaccines fall into two major categories: those killed products, which tend to be a little more stable and versatile, have a longer shelf life, but maybe not quite the effectiveness of the other major class of products, our modified live products. They generally have a stronger immune response, but a very short window of time from when they are reconstituted to the time that they need to be administered to the animal. Normal recommendations on our modified live products are that they are used within an hour of being reconstituted. And that is another major thing that you can tell those two products apart. Our killed products tend to come mixed and ready to use, and modified live you need to mix prior to use. Really, either product should have a good response when handled appropriately and used according to label directions. Probably the biggest thing that lowers the effectiveness of either of those products is improper storage. A big piece of that is while we're storing them prior to use, but maybe more importantly, when we're shoot side. It's important that if they're required to be refrigerated, that we keep them cool, and a big thing is that we keep them out of UV light. A lot of our common handling techniques can render particularly modified live products ineffective and reduce what we're trying to do is build immunity within the animal. As we talk about storage, it's really important that we have a dependable and reliable refrigerator that we know can maintain a consistent temperature of 35 to 45 degrees or whatever's on that product label. Too many times, we put our vaccines in the old refrigerator that gets moved out of the house, out into the garage or the shop or wherever it is, and oftentimes that refrigerator's been moved because it may not have been cooling properly. So it's really important that you put a thermometer in there and know those temperatures. Another big thing, and I've been guilty of this myself, you put your vaccines in the door of the refrigerator. That's probably the place that is the worst spot for them because of how often they have the chance to warm up. That's sort of the storage part. Make sure you, if there's require refrigeration, that you keep them in a refrigerator that maintains that temperature. But then again, while we're shoot side, make sure that you have ice packs, that you have coolers, and that you can keep that product out of the direct sunlight and keep it cool. One of the easiest things to do is to have vaccine coolers that you can take shoot side. These can easily be made, or you can purchase them. Oklahoma State really has a good fact sheet on how to make a shoot side vaccine cooler, and I encourage you to take a look at that. The other thing to keep in mind too is properly administering. If the label says that it needs to be a sub-Q, then make sure that product is administered sub-Q and not IM. Changing needles, that we use the appropriate needle length, that we never re-enter a bottle with a dirty needle. You know, following all of those good BQA guidelines will help us make sure that we have the best likelihood of achieving an immune response with these vaccines. The other big point to remember with all of this is making sure that you properly record who has administered, what you've administered, and where you've administered on the animal. So again, proper handling, storage, and record keeping of our animal health products is an effective piece of a comprehensive herd health management program. And as always, please visit with your veterinarian if you don't have a good idea of which products to use where. If you want to learn more about this topic, there is a good K-State publication called Proper Handling and Administering of Cattle Health Products, MF2603, which can be found on the K-State Research and Extension bookstore. So wish everybody good luck as you're administering those animal health products, getting animals processed and out to green grass. This has been Ross Mosteller with Metal Arc Extension District, Livestock and Natural Resources. Have a good weekend, everybody.